们先读几处经文。
We'll read a few passages in the Bible.
因为我会读多了一点经节，所以就英文就不翻译了，大家就跟着看。
There are many passages. They are long, so we'll just read them in Chinese. And the English speaking brothers and sisters, please follow.
马可福音十二章。
Mark chapter 12.
二十八三十。
Verses 28-30.
有一个文士来听见他们辩论，晓得耶稣回答得好，就问他说，诫命中哪是第一要紧的呢？耶稣回答说，第一要紧的就是说，以色列啊，你要听主我们神是独一的主，你要尽心尽性尽意尽力爱主你的神。再请翻到旧约的生命记。
In the Old Testament, Deuteronomy
三十章
Chapter 30
十九二十节
1920。
生命记三十章十九二十节，我今日呼天唤地向你做见证，我将生死祸福成名在你面前，所以你要拣选生命，使你和你的后裔都得存活，且爱耶和华你的神，听从他的话，专靠他，因为他是你的生命，你的日子长久也在乎他，这样你就可以在耶和华向你列祖亚伯拉罕以撒雅各岂是应许所赐的地上居住。再请翻到约翰福音十四章二十三节。
John chapter 14, verse 23.
约翰福音十四章二十三节，耶稣说：“人若爱我，就必遵守我的道，我父也必爱他，并且我们要到他那里去，与他同住。”我们再请翻到诗篇一百一十九篇。
Psalm 119.
十一节。
Verse 11.
我将你的话藏在心里，免得我得罪你。一百六十节。
Verse 160.
你的话的总纲是真实，你一切公义的典章是永远长存。这里的真实，它的英文的原文叫 truth， 就是真理。再是一百七十一节到一百七十三节。
Verses 171-173.
愿我的嘴发出赞美的话，因为你将律例教训我；愿我的舌头歌唱你的话，因你一切的命令尽都公义；愿你用手帮助我，因为我拣选了你的训词。再请翻到路加福音二十四章二十五节。
Luke chapter 24 verse 25.
路加二十四章二十五节，耶稣对他们说：“无知的人啊，先知所说的一切话，你们的心信得太迟钝了。”最后，请翻到启示录十二章十一节。
Revelation chapter 12 verse 11.
启示录十二章十一节。弟兄们胜过他，是因羔羊的血和自己所见证的道，他们虽至于死也不爱惜性命。我今天想跟大家交通的是尽心尽意尽力爱主，特别是从听主的话这方面来说。
I want to share with you today to love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, and with all your strength, especially in the matter of listening to the Lord, obeying His word.
几个月前就我和弟兄姊妹们一起交通了，我们要尽心是从寻求他旨意的这方面来谈。
Few months ago, I fellowship with you that when to seek to love the Lord with all our heart, it's seek His will.
但是因为我们的主是一位有目的的神。
Because our Lord is one of purpose.
而且他是乐意启示的神。
He's pleased to reveal himself to us.
所以一个人如果真的爱他的话，
If one truly loves him,
我们一定会想明白他的话。
Then we will want to understand his word.
今天我交通的是我们要尽心遵守他的道。
Today I want to share with you that we will keep his word with all our heart.
所以我们刚才读了在旧约里在圣经生命记里神是呼天唤地做见证要我们来遵循他的话。
We read that in Deuteronomy he said that he called on heaven and earth as witnesses that we may obey his word.
他说这话里面有生命
that,
这里有命定的福。
That in his word there is life and there is blessing.
然后在新约里主自己在上十字架之前是跟门徒最后的一段话他也说人你若爱我就要遵守我的道
before our Lord went to the cross he spoke to his disciples that if you love me then obey my word
他说当我们遵循他的道爱我们的神就会向我们显现
that when we obey his word then our God who loves us will reveal himself to us
而且他会住在我们里面
and he will dwell in us
英文有一个版本叫 make a home 在我们里面
and in English it also translated to be to make a home in us
就是神是在遵循他话的人里面找到了他的家。
That the Lord finds a home in us and those who obey His word.
所以不管是新约、旧约，神都在呼喊，叫我们来遵循他的话。
And no matter in the Old Testament or the New Testament, the Lord is calling on us to obey His word.
钟弟兄这是在夏令会里提到 ，mention 他说神有三样东西是真理。
Brother Phil Chung mentioned in the retreat there are three things that are truth.
一个基督。
Christ,
圣灵
Holy Spirit,
神的话
and the word of God.
因为在这幕后的时代仇敌特别知道神的话对人是至关的重要
because the enemy knows that the word of God is so important to us.
所以他要是把人和神的话之间有一个拦阻的话神的工作就不能够做成
if he made a hindrance over there then he knows that He made a hindrance between man and God's word, and God cannot work among us.
所以仇敌总是有个工作，就是他要夺走从人的心中夺走神的话。
So the work of the enemy is to rob God's word from man's heart.
他总是去扭曲神的话。
And he often twisted God's word.
他要搅扰人，不让神的话在人的里面有功效。
He's going to cause disturbance that the word of God cannot have result in man.
我在想可能有许多人知道在美国是不可以在学校里公开的祷告和读经的
Many of you probably know that in America you cannot openly pray and read the Bible in school
这是仇敌在这个时代做出一个这从一个角度来看你看仇敌的手段是多么的厉害
So from one perspective you can see the hand of the enemy is very powerful
那是在大概一九六几年和一九七几年的事。
It started in 1960 to about 1960-70s.
一方面，从外面看，仇敌是在攻击神的话。
On the outside, it seemed like the enemy is attacking the word of God.
一方面，那回想我们里面呢
？What about in us?
我们一听到遵循神的道，我们里面的感觉是什么
？When we hear to obey the word of God, how do we feel?
我们好像总是害怕
We're oftentimes afraid
第一个想到就是我这个不能做那个不能做
We often think about well I can't do this and I can't do that
好像我没有自由
And I lost my freedom
好像就是一个律法
It's like a law
但其实是因为我们不真的明白神话语的性质
But in fact we do not understand the nature of God's word
所以我就回到诗篇一百一十九篇。
So I return to Psalm 119.
大家都知道诗篇一百一十九篇是很长的一个诗篇。
It's a very long psalm.
它是从希伯来的二十二个字母，每一个字母有八节，所以一共有一百七十六节。
I use the character of the Hebrew, and so for it has many verses.
它在这里啊，我就刚才读经读到就是。他说神的话我想交通三点在神话语的性质上面
I want to share three points on the nature of God's word
一个就是刚才读的一百六十节
In verse 160
他说神的话总干净都是真实
The entirety of your word is truth
而且能够存到永远
That endures forever
其实 我自己对真理这个概念就是是慢慢的越来越清楚一点。
Personally, truth is it's clearer and clearer to me in a gradual way.
好像我不知道大家是什么感觉，好像在这个年代没人讲公义，所以公义也不清楚了。
In this generation, not many speak about righteousness, so righteousness is not very clear to us.
所以也没人讲真理，所以真理也不知道到底什么是真理。
And not many spoke about truth, and so we do not really know what is truth.
从真理从一种角度是真理是对的，是真的。
Truth is right. It means it's true.
但好像又超过这一些。
But it seems to be beyond this.
因为人也说话，有时候啊，你说的对，你说的是。
Because men too say, oh, well, what you said is right, and what you say is true.
但你通常不会把它当作是真理。
But you do not treat it as truth.
但神的话在里面，他说尽都是真实，他说的是真理。
When God says the entirety of His word is truth, it is the truth.
这个真理是说在属灵的世界里面有个真实的存在。
Then the spiritual world is a true existence.
或者我用另外一个词，就是好像告诉我们一个真相。
It's telling us a reality.
Reality, yeah, 一个真相。因为我们在不认识神之前，我们对属灵的事是完全黑暗的。
Because spiritual things are all dark to us before we know the Lord.
但是神的话开我们的眼睛，让我们看到属灵世界背后的一个真相。
But the Lord opened His word opened our eyes to see the reality of the spiritual world.
所以曾经有一对夫妇，他们两个就是无缘无故的反对信耶稣。
So there was once a couple, for no reason they are against people who believe in Jesus.
所以他有一天他想，我们这样反对是不是太无理了？
So one day they thought to themselves, maybe we are a little unreasonable.
所以他说，那我们去读圣经看看到底怎么回事。
So they went, they said, we'll read the Bible and see what it is all about.
他读着读着。
And as they read,
后来他们夫妻两个就说了。
And they talk to each other.
说原来天地之间真有一位神呢。
He said, "Wow, indeed, there is a God in heaven and earth."
他与人原来不是自然就这样形成的。
So man is not formed just naturally.
有一位造他的神。
There is a God who created man.
他说读着，我就发现原来真的有罪啊。
And they read the Bible and said, "Oh, indeed, there is this sin."
我原先我以为是个好人。
I thought I was a good person.
但是好像神的话就把那个真相，原来人里面是有罪的。
But God revealed the reality that there is sin in man.
然后他又读，他说，原来我们这些罪人原来也有盼望的。
And then they continue to read, and indeed, it's even sinners, we have hope.
因为神差他的儿子来到地上为罪人死了。
Because God has sent His Son to die for sinners.
人因着信就可以逃脱将来永远的审判。
And because of believing in Jesus, then they can escape the eternal judgment.
我想说一个就是真理，它 reveal 就是启示了一个真相。
So truth revealed the reality to us.
另外一个真理，它是可以经历的。
Truth is something we can experience.
它不是一个说在那里跟我没有关系，我也不能经历的。
It's not something that is said and we can't experience it.
我觉得上次我们弟兄富豪弟兄他讲那个见证是一个很好的例子。
Our brother 富豪mentioned he was testifying, and that was a very good example.
就是说那个洗发水。
That shampoo.
就是神预备的那个救恩，就是我们的。
And what the salvation that God had prepared is ours. It's for us.
所以我们是可以经历的。
So it's something that we can experience.
是可以从中就得到满足，得到安息。
And we can have satisfaction, have contentment, and rest in it.
你知道在主耶稣在地上常常讲故事。
Our Lord Jesus, when he was on this earth, he often told stories.
有一些故事其实背后是真的，不是仅仅是一个比喻。
The stories are real, it's not just parable.
我就讲一个啊，就是他说我们不要为今天吃什么喝什么明天穿什么很担心。
That we not worry about what to, you know, today what to eat, what to wear, what to do.
他说你要先寻求他的国和他的义，这些东西都要加给你。
That we will seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you.
你知道主耶稣讲的 在这之前讲了什么吗？
What did our Lord said before these?
他用天上的飞鸟，地上的百合花。
He used the birds of the sky and the lily of the of the valley.
我发现有一天主开我的眼睛，原来这不是一个比喻，不是一个安慰。
One day the Lord opened my eyes to see that this is not just a parable and this is not just to comfort me.
我们就是这样有一位天父，他天上的飞鸟真的是他养的。
Indeed, we have this heavenly Father that the birds of the sky, he's the one that feeds them.
地上的百合花是他给他那个装饰的。
And the lilies, he gave to them their beauty.
所以当我们真的从信心中来接受这是一个事实的话，我们里面就有安息了。
So if we accept this in faith, then we will have that rest in us.
所以这个真理啊，一方面它是一个真相，另外一个是可以经历的一个事实。
So truth is a reality and something that we can experience.
所以神的话既然是真理，能够存到永远的话。
So if God's word is truth and it can endure forever.
那我们可以说，相对的来说，与任何与神的话反对的，都是虚幻的。
So relatively speaking, anything that is against God's word.It's lie.
是谎言。
It's lie.
是错误的。
It's a mistake. It's wrong.
是暂时的。
It's just temporary.
是会废去的。
It's that will fade away.
所以神的话既然是真理，我们就让全心来接受神的话有绝对的权威。
If the word of God is true, then we ought to accept it as the absolute authority.
曾经英国有位弟兄，他写了一个小小的短文，他说：“为什么我要全部的信神的话？”
Well, a brother from England once said that he wrote a book why I want to believe the word of God completely.
他用的那个角度，我原先以为会从考古啊，从历史啊，从各样的角度啊来证明神的话是绝对的权威。
I thought you would use history and archaeology to prove God's word.
就是他用的 proof， 他是说。主在去以马五十的路上跟门徒说的那些话。
But he used to prove that what the word of God, word of the Lord, when he spoke to the disciples on the way to Emmaus.
他说：“无知的人呐、啊，先知所说的一切话，你们的心信得太迟钝了。”
That then, O foolish ones, slow of heart to believe in all that the prophets have spoken.
因为主自己给神的话定下了一个绝对的权威。
Because the Lord Himself has set this.Absolute authority of God's word.
他说，摩西是先知。
He said that Moses is a prophet.
亚伯拉罕是先知。
And so was Abraham.
还有很多的后面的先知书。
And many the books written by the prophets.
所以主要是说先知所说的话，就是包括整本的圣经。
That when the Lord said that spoken by the prophets is all of the Bible.
如果主说圣经是完全正确的，完全可信的。我们还需要找其他的证据，还在怀疑吗？
If the Lord said that the Bible is absolute and it's true, then why are we still seeking evidence?
所以在历史上啊，仇敌做个就是把神的话盖住。
What in throughout history, what the enemy is doing is to cover God's word.
所以在十九世纪有一个不是叫运动了，就是有一个复兴，就是有三 B， 大家都知道。
In the 19th century, there was a revival that would talk about the three B's.
它是 back to the 回到起初。
Back to the beginning.
回到神的话。
Back to the Bible.
回到身体。
Back to the body.
因着人绝对的尊重圣经的权柄。
Because when men absolutely honor the word of the authority of the word of God.
所以神就在那个时代兴起了许多的人。
So the Lord raised up many during that generation.
那时候的见证是明亮的。
The testimony was clear, was bright.
所以因着神的话是真理。
Because God's word is truth.
我们要学习要摆下我们自己的逻辑。
So we need to learn to put down our own logical thinking.
摆下我们旧有的观念。
Our old perception.
要知道我们在我们里面的旧人有自己的道路。
In our old man, we have our own way.
世界有也有他的道路。
And the world has its way.
魔鬼也有他的道路。
And Satan has his way.
但我们要以神的话为准。
But we have to come back to the word of God.
只要我们要听到是神的话的话，
and when we hear that it's God's word,
我们总是要让神的话，我们要让位的。
We have to yield that place.
好叫我们能够得着主。
We have to yield ourselves to, in order to gain the Lord.
所以，曾经有个姊妹，她从小是在传统聚会长大的。
Once there was a sister who grew up in traditional Christian church.
所以有一次她来到像我们一样的聚会。
So one time she came to such a meeting.
她被主的同在和弟兄姊妹单纯的按照主的话跟随主。
So she was drawn to God's presence among the brothers and sisters and the simplicity of brothers and sisters.
所以在她里面就有个心愿。
So she had set her heart.
她说我要摆下以前所有所学的。
That she would lay down all that she had learned.
我要从头学起。
I want to start from ground zero.
所以这位姊妹后来就不断的经历着。
So she continued, after that she continued to experience the Lord.
在主的里面成长很快。
And she grew in the Lord.
所以因着主的话是真理。
And because God's word is truth.
我们要宝贵主的话语。
So we need to treasure God's word.
就像诗人所说，他说我将你的话藏在我心里，免得我得罪。
Just as the psalmist said that your word have I hidden in my heart so that I do not sin against you.
要是我们不读主的话，不把他话记在心里，我怎么能够？
If we do not read the word of God, how can we hide it in our heart and to obey and keep His word?
记得还在明大读书的时候，有位弟兄就告诉我。
When I was still at the U of M, a brother once told me.
他说你花在读圣经上的时间是不会白费的。
What the time that you spend reading the Bible will not be wasted.
所以我就听了。
So I listened.
所以我在常常就是课后就在图书馆里就几个小时几个小时的读圣经。
So after class, I would just spend hours just reading the Bible.
后来才发现，在整个读书的期间，主就用他的话。
That during my time at the U, the Lord used His word.
来提醒我。
To remind me.
来引导我。
To guide me.
来归正我。
To correct me.
来拯救我。
And to save me.
所以在。我想有一个感觉，就是在这主再来的末后的时代啊。
I have the sense, the feeling that in this end time that the Lord is returning.
我们能够这样自由的读圣经，不会一直有的。
We will not continue to have this freedom to read His word.
你读启示录，你就知道那个黑暗和艰难。
When you read the Revelation, the book of Revelation, you will see the darkness and the difficulty.
我曾经在英国有位弟兄，他非常宝贵主的话。
There is this brother in England. He treasured God's word.
有一天，他做了一个梦。
One day he had a dream.
就是他去读圣经的时候。
When he was going to read the Bible.
他突然发现里面全都是白纸。
It was all just white pages.
一个字都没有。
There was nothing in there. It was all blank.
他就跟他的邻居在查查看。
So he went to his neighbor and look at the Bible.
他发现他们的圣经上也没有。
And he saw that their Bible are all blank pages too.
他发现全世界的圣经都是空白的。
All the Bibles in the world are all blank.
他想，要是没有神的话，我在这世界上怎么走呢？
He said, how am I going to walk on this earth without God's word?
我怎么知道仇敌的诡计呢？
How do I know the schemes of the enemy.
就是我怎样才能够做，才能讨神的喜悦呢？
What should I do in order to please God's heart?
所以他就把所有会懂一点圣经的人全部召聚在一起。
So he gathered all who know the Bible.
叫他们按照记忆把它重新写出来。
So to ask them to write it down according to their memory.
然后他们最后就看。
So they read it.
回想起来了，他说不过就一点点。
What they could remember was very, very little.
而且还有许多的错误。
And lots of mistakes among it.
所以弟兄就急了，他就祷告神。
So our brother was anxious and he prayed to the Lord.
他说这怎么回事？
He said, how could this be?
神就说话了。
So God spoke.
他说我把这么宝贵的话语赐给你们。
He said that I give to you such precious word.
他说你们却轻看，没有记在心上。
But you take it lightly and you do not remember in your heart.
所以我就收回了。
So I take it back.
所以我们弟兄就急了，他就醒过来。
So our brother was very anxious and he woke up from his dream.
所以他从今以后更加宝贵主的话语。
So from then on he treasured God's word.
再交通一下，就是主的。我们弟兄、常常跟我们说，我们来读主的话要有一件事，就是从中去找原则。
Our brother often shares with us that when we read the word of God, we need to find the principles of His way.
原则就是神做事的法则。
The principles of how God does His work.
孙弟兄有一次在讲道的时候，他提到神的话，然后他就提到另外一位弟兄所讲的。
When Brother Sun was speaking of God's word, he mentioned another brother.
他说主的话的原则的总和就是基督的意义。
That the conclusion of God's word is Christ. Meaning of Christ.
也就是说他说如果你把所有圣经中主的原则全找出来。
That is to say that if you take all the principles of the Bible,
所以你就可以看到基督。
Then you can see Christ.
你就知道基督的性情、性格和他自己。
Then you know the nature and character of Christ and in Himself.
我就试着找几条了。
So I tried to look for it.
我觉得这几条可能大家都不第一次听到会不舒服了，或者是会马上就想就反对的了。
I went to look and I know that these few that I found maybe will kind of against it when we first heard it.
但我们总希望从这些话语中能看到是不是基督的性情。
But we want to see if these are the nature of Christ.
在约翰福音里面，约翰一书里面，他说不要爱世界和世界的事。人若爱世界，爱父的心就不在他里面了。
In 1 John 2:15 says that do not love the world or the things in the world. If anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him.
因为我们从中就看到主，我们的主耶稣对父神那个专一的爱。
We see here God, Christ, that pure love, the single-hearted love toward the Father.
然后哥林多前书第六章，他说。他说你们彼此告状，这已经是你们的大错了，为什么不情愿受欺呢？为什么不情愿吃亏呢？
1 Corinthians chapter 6 verse 7 Now therefore it is already an utter failure for you that you go to law against one another. Why do you not rather accept wrong? Why do you not rather let yourselves be cheated?
这里我们看到这其实是主自己那个默默背十字架那羔羊的形象。
Here we see how the image of the lamb, how he quietly bare the cross.
我们也知道像哥林多后书他说信与不信的不可同住一轭。
That in 2 Corinthians it also mentioned that do not be unequally yoked together with unbelievers.
我们就看到主他自己是那位分别为圣的主。
That the Lord is one who is set apart to be holy.
再读一条，是在马可福音里面的。
And one more that I found in Mark.
他讲到婚姻的。
Speaks about marriage.
他说神配合的人不可分开。
Therefore, what God has joined together, let not man separate.
因为主是那位信实守约的主。
Because He is the one who is faithful and He keeps His covenant.
我在想我只是一些小例子就是把圣经中的原则可以找出来
There are just some examples that we can truly find the principles in the Bible
我们就能够看见基督
Then we can see Christ
所以当我们知道主的话是从主的话里面我们看到主自己的心意的时候我们在遵循主的话的时候就不再是律法
When we through reading God's word we see his will then when we keep his, obeying his word it will not be just like law to us
关于遵行主的话，我再交通两点。
About obeying God's word, I want to share two more points.
就是从诗篇一百一十九篇的一百七十一节和一百七十三节来。
Psalm 119, verse 171 and 173.
一百一十七节，他说：“愿我的嘴发出赞美的话，因为你将律例教训我。”
171, my lips shall utter praise, for you teach me your statutes.
我想交通就是让主的话来教训我，是我们先有一颗受教的心。
That we have to be have a teachable heart for the in order for the word of God to teach us.
其实诗人在这个诗篇里面也讲到，他说，其实我们在这个世上都是寄居的。
The psalmist also said that we are sojourners on this earth.
就好像在我们到了一个地方，我们其实是不熟悉地况的。
That we are unfamiliar with where we are.
所以在这个时候，我们就会常常很容易就受教。
So in such a under such a circumstances, we will be teachable.
因为我们不知道。
Because we do not know.
所以我们在属灵的事情上，我们也应该是这样一个也这样应该有这样一个受教的一个受教的心。
So in matters of spiritual things, we also need to have such a teachable heart.
感谢主，这是中弟兄真是帮助我们。来告诉我们，他说神的话，神的事情其实待人都是不可能的。
We thank our brother John that he said that God's things to us, God's things are always impossible.
因为他知道我们的能力，也知道我们的己是何等不可靠的。
He knows our strength and he also knows that the self life of us is not dependable at all.
但是他差遣了圣灵做我们的保惠师，会带我们进入。他话语的那个真实当中。
But he sent the Holy Spirit to bring us into the reality of his word.
我想就说在这里我们要常常注意圣灵在我们里面的声音。
We want to often pay attention to the voice of the Holy Spirit in us.
因为圣灵在我们里面说话就是神要我们走的路。
When the Holy Spirit speaks to us in our heart, it'spointing to us the way that the Lord wants us to walk on.
我想大家对旧约里面有一个先知叫巴兰的故事应该很熟悉。
Many of you are probably familiar with this prophet Balaam in the Old Testament.
他是为神，他是先知。
He was a prophet.
但是当那个巴勒要请那个巴兰去咒诅以色列民的时候
，When Balak wants Balaam to curse Israel.
所以巴兰去问神嘛。
So Balaam went to ask God.
就神对他说话了。
God spoke to him.
但是他回答那个巴勒的使者的时候，你就发现他听到了，但他没有听进去。
When he responded to the king through the messenger, he had heard it, but he didn't really hear it into his heart.
所以他回答那个巴勒的使者的时候，他说：“因为耶和华不容许我去。”
So he told the messenger because the Lord doesn't allow me to go.
好像是责任在神那里。
So it's like the responsibility is with the Lord.
好像我可能还是想去，但是神不容许。
It's like I want to go, but the Lord doesn't allow me to go.
然后他第二次再去问的时候，他又回答那个使者，他说：“求你再留几天。”
So after asking the Lord a second time, he told the messenger, "Can you stay for a few days?"
让我再去问问耶和
华。I'll ask the Lord God again.
看他这次会不会再对我说不同的话。
Maybe he will speak differently to me this time.
其实巴兰的事情啊，就让我们看到，其实神已经对他说话了。
The Balaam story told us that, showed to us that God already spoken.
因为他被钱所抓住了。
But he was captured by money.
就是被地上的财宝抓住了。
The treasure of this earth.
所以他虽然听到了神的话，但他并不要遵循神的话。
He heard the word of God, but he was not going to obey it.
所以神后面还是给他有带领。
But the Lord led him to at the very end.
所以这次是用驴对他说话。
And the Lord used the donkey to speak to him.
我在想历史上从来可能这是唯一一次驴对人说话。
And throughout history, this is probably the first time ever, the only time that a donkey would speak to man.
这说明我们人是很顽固的。
It showed to us that men, we are, We men are stubborn.
所以，盼望我们都能够听到主的话的时候，我们就去遵行。
Hope that when we hear the word of God, we will obey it.
像再交通一个是啊、一位弟兄的经历，他的意思就是说，他说我们不应该在圣灵以外特别找人来的权柄。
A brother's experience, he shared with us that we do not seek up.
哦，希望大家不要听错，我是说，当圣灵在人的里面说话的时候，我们不去再找一个好像来佐证我话语的，佐证我所要行的，就是找人的权威。
I hope to clarify that it meant that when the Holy Spirit speaks to us that he since he already spoken that we do not look for another to kind of not to kind of be up against what the Spirit has spoken.
就是有一天那个斯派克弟兄被好像里面的催促去一个人家里。
Our brother Sparks went to somebody's house.
他也不知道那次主要他做什么。
He didn't know what the Lord wants him to do.
所以他去了。
So he went.
也跟主人啊交谈了。
So he spoke to the host.
后来有个人来了一个陌生人敲门。
A stranger came.
然后后来主人就介绍说这位弟兄其实信主是非常认真的。
So the host said that this brother is very serious before the Lord.
他是在军营里面信主的。
He believed in the military.
是在一群醉汉或者说脏话的人里面信主得救的。
Among people who sinners who cursed.
他得救是认真的。
So his salvation, he was very serious about his salvation.
后来他们就继续交谈。
So they continued to have some sharing.
然后那位弟兄就说，哎，这件事该怎么做？
So this brother, the stranger that came in, this brother asked our brother Sparks, how do I handle this thing?
然后斯派克弟兄里面就突然一个感觉，好像这就是今天圣灵要我来的这个目的。
So brother Sparks felt that it was the Holy Spirit who led him to come to this house because of this question.
所以他就问了，他说那主怎么说的呢？
So he asked the brother, so what did the Lord say to you?
他说主是这么说的。
So the brother said, the Lord spoke to me this and this.
他说主要是这么说了，那我的话还有很在乎吗？
If the Lord has spoken, why do you care for what I'm going to tell you?
所以那个后来这次那个交谈就结束了。
So the conversation ended.
那后来他又再见到这个人。
So he saw, the brother spoke, saw this brother again.
然后他就问，哎，上次那件事怎么样呢？
So he asked the brother, so how did it turn out?
他说后来我又再找了一些人。
And he said, oh, I went to look for some others.
然后这次他们说好像不是必须的，不必要这么做。
And they told me maybe it's not necessary to do it in such a way.
但是我们弟兄就说，但是主是这么说的。
But our brother told him, you know, but the Lord has spoken.
然后那次又不欢而散。
So they parted not very happily.
然后最后在最后一次第三次又在那个人家里碰到那位弟兄。
And the third time they met was at this the previous host place.
然后最后我们弟兄斯派克弟兄就问他，他说主的话是这么说的，弟兄啊，你会照着主的话去做吗？
He said the Lord has spoken in such a way, will you be following, you know, doing accordingly to God's word?
他说因为人都说不必要了，所以我就不做了。
He said, well, men already said that it's not necessary, then I'm not going to do it.
所以后来斯巴格弟兄就说，后来他再听到这个人的消息的时候，
So Barstock said when he heard about this brother again,
他说他又回到了以前的那个世界里面去了。
He has returned to the world.
我想说就是在神在我们里面其实有很多的提醒。
What I want to say is that God has a lot of reminders in our hearts.
我在想大家真的去回想的话，其实在每一个经历的里面，神都给我们一开始就给感觉了。
If you really look back and ponder on it, when the Lord brings us under a circumstance, the Lord has spoken to us.
但是我们要回到主的提醒，要对主自己负责。
We have to return to the Lord and what he has reminded us of and be responsible.
但我要平衡点，就是当我们是真的不清楚的时候，
it's a balance. If we are truly not sure,
我们还是要找交通的。
We need to seek fellowship.
我最后啊，时间赶不过，就讲一个，就是我们要拣选主的命令。
Lastly, it's to that we will choose God's will.
我们在主的话语上是要拣选的。
In the matter of God's word, we have to make a choice.
所以主才说，他说人若爱我，就会遵守我的道。
That if men love me, they will obey my word.
他是说人若。
That if men love me, if anyone loves me.
所以我们在实际当中会常常遇到选择。
So in reality, we'll come up with many decision points.
主的话是这样说的。
God has spoken this way.
但我的心愿或者人的想法是那样的。
Well, maybe my heart and other people think other ways.
所以当我们选择的时候，我们要看主是怎么说的。
When we're making a choice, we need to see what the Lord says.
在旧约里面有一幅很好的图画。
In the Old Testament, there is a very beautiful picture.
就是拿俄米。
It's Naomi.
拿俄米，她因着闹饥荒，所以她和她的全家，丈夫和儿子一起去了摩押。
Because of famine, Naomi went along with her husband and sons to Moab.
十年在外，最后丈夫死了，儿子死了。
He was out there. She was out there for 10 years, and after 10 years, her husband died and her sons died.
但是她后来听到耶和华眷顾自己的百姓，她就返回到了以色列民当中。
But when she heard that the Lord God has taken care of her the people, she returned to Israel.
这里有一个图画，就是神的话所指定的那块地是神看顾的、祝福的。
So that the land that the word of God has pointed to is one that God takes care of and bless.
在那块地里面有粮食，有生命的延续。
There is bread and there in that land, and also the continuity of life.
但是要是我们照着自己的意思离开主的话的时候，
but if we leave the word of God according to our own will,
会像拿俄米，他说满满的去，空手的回。
We'll be like Naomi who went up to Moab, that we went up fully, but we returned empty.
高兴的去，忧伤的回。
And we went out happily, but we came back with sorrow.
但是拿俄米最后他认识到，只有神指定的那块地才是被祝福的。
But Naomi, in the end, she realized that only the land that the Lord has pointed to is blessed.
他就归回了。
So she returned.
他重新回到神的话里面去。
So she returned back to God's word.
重新回到神的家中。
So she returned to the house of God.
他虽然蒙羞回来，但是被神的恩典重新建立了。
Even though she came back kind of ashamed, but she was being restored by God's grace.
他的家被建立了。
And a house was built up.
而且在神的民中，他有自己的产业。
And she has inheritance among God's people.
所以，最后我想跟弟兄姊妹读一段圣经，就是路德的话，一起跟大家一起劝勉。
I want to share with you at the very end from Ruth.
就路德记。第一章十六、十七节。
Ruth chapter 1 verses 16 and 17.
这是拿俄米归回的时候。
When Naomi returned.
但也是路德跟随主的第一次向主的心愿。
And also the heart of Ruth when she followed the Lord.
路德记第一章十六、十七节。
Chapter 1 verses 16 and 17.
路德说，不要催我回去不跟随你，你往哪里去我也往哪里去，你在哪里住宿我也在哪里住宿，你的国就是我的国，你的神就是我的神，你在哪里死我也在哪里死，也站在那里，除非死能使你我相离，不然愿耶和华重重的降罚于我。
But Ruth said, entreat me not to leave you or to turn back from following after you. For wherever you go, I will go. And wherever you lodge, I will lodge. Your people shall be my people and your God, my God. Where you die, I will die. And there will I be buried. The Lord do so to me and more also, if anything but death parts you and me.
所以我今天的负担就是让我们看到他话语的宝贵。
My burden today is that that the Lord will show to us how precious his words are.
让我们能够尽心的来听他的话。
that we will obey His word with all our heart.
好叫他的道能在我们当中行出来，他自己得到荣耀。
That His way can be worked out in us, that He will receive all the glory.
这就是我讲的。
This is my sharing today.
先读一些的圣经，请我们把圣经翻到彼得前书。
We'll read some scripture. Please turn to 1 Peter.
我们翻到彼得前书的第一章。
1 Peter chapter 1.
彼得前书第一章第六节，后半部分到第七节，我们翻到我们一起读。
1 Peter chapter 1, second half of verse 6 and verse 7.
好，我们一起来哈。
We'll read it together.
但如今在百般的试炼中暂时忧愁，叫你们的信心既被试验，就比那被火试验仍然能坏的金子更显宝贵，可以在耶稣基督显现的时候得着称赞、荣耀、尊贵。好，我们再翻到彼得前书的第四章。
We send you First Peter chapter 4.
第四章的十二到十三节。
Chapter 4, verse 12 and verse 13.
好，我们翻到一起读。
We'll read it together.
亲爱的弟兄啊，有火炼的试验临到你们，不要以为奇怪，似乎是遭遇非常的事，倒要欢喜，因为你们是与基督一同受苦，使你们在他荣耀显现的时候也可以欢喜快乐。好，我们读十九节。
Verse 19.
所以那照神旨意受苦的人要一心为善，将自己灵魂交于那信实的造化之主。好，然后第五章里面我们从第五节读到第七节。
Chapter 5 verse 5 through verse 7.
你们年幼的也要顺服年长的，就是你们众人也都要以谦卑束腰彼此顺服，因为神阻挡骄傲的人，赐恩给谦卑的人，所以你们要自卑，伏在神大能的手下，到了时候他必叫你们升高。你们要将一切的忧虑卸给神，因为他顾念你们。好，我们注意这个第六节到第七节中间，他看着他是两句话，但是他在原文当中的话其实是一句话。所以他说你们要将一切的忧虑卸给神，这个卸给神他这个是中间他是逗号，是 casting all your anxiety。
So please pay attention to verse 6 and verse 7. This is one full sentence.
好，然后我们翻到希伯来书。
Please turn to the book of Hebrews.
希伯来书的五章。
Hebrews chapter 5.
五章第八节。
5 verse 8.
翻到一起读哈。
Let's read it together.
他虽然为儿子，还是因所受的苦乃学了顺从。我们有点祷告。
Let's have a word of prayer.
主啊，我们承认我们对你的认识是很有限。
Lord, admit that we do not understand you fully.
主啊，谢谢你还给我们机会。
Thank you that you still give us opportunity.
主啊，愿你开我们心中的眼睛。
May you open the eyes of our hearts.
主啊，能够看到你的心意。
That we may see your will.
能够看到主啊，你在我们身上的祝福。
That we may see the blessing you have on us.
向我们的心说话。
Speak to our hearts.
主啊，在这样的一个混乱的时代，主啊，给我们一个认真的心。
Through this difficult generation, may you give us a heart that wants you.
让我们说，主啊，我们愿意抓住每一个时机。
That we can say that we will grab hold of every opportunity.
我们来认识你。
To know you.
谢谢你。
Thank you.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
Pray this in Jesus Christ's name.
好，这个我今天的这个题目是想要交通一点点，就是从彼得前书里面来看受苦啊或者难处这件事情。
Today I want to share from 1 Peter regarding the topic of suffering or difficulties.
然后我们知道我们的孙弟兄他去年到我们中间，他告诉我们说彼得前书讲到这个救恩。
So our brother Godwin Sun came to us and shared that 1 Peter talks about this salvation.
这个救恩不是讲到灵的救恩。
The salvation is not regarding the salvation of the spirit.
而是讲到魂的救恩。
That is regarding the salvation of the soul.
那么这个彼得前书里面他讲到魂的救恩，讲到一些的前提。
Regarding salvation of the soul, First Peter mentioned some preconditions.
就是说我们怎么样能够得着这个救恩呢？
How can we receive this salvation?
所以从好像两个角度来看啊。
We can see this from two different viewpoints.
一个就是从人的角度。
From man's perspective.
我们需要有走信心的路。
We need to walk a way of faith.
我们需要主的话。
We need God's word.
或者就是他讲到灵奶。
Or he mentions spiritual milk.
然后也讲到是奉献。
And also speaks of consecration.
就是让这个我们的主做我们的牧人。
So that our God can be our shepherd.
那从神的角度。
From God's perspective.
我就在读的时候就发现神用受苦这件事情。
When I was reading, I realized that God used the matter of suffering.
他用这个难处使我们的信心能够受到试验。
He uses difficulties to let us test our faith.
好让我们的信心更加纯净。
So that our faith may be purified.
他用难处使我们能够对主的话是有一个真实的经历。
He uses difficulties to let us truly experience His word.
他用难处使我们的奉献是更落到实处。
He uses difficulty so that our consecration may be sure.
就不再只是一个心愿，或者只是在嘴巴上。
So this is not just our desire or what we say.
所以我想关于受苦或难处这件事，我稍微有一些讲一些点。
So regarding suffering or difficulties, let me share a few points.
好，其实我想，其实我们仔细来读这个彼得前书的话，你会发现，其实彼得他讲到的受苦是。主要是讲到为基督受苦。
Regarding in First Peter, if you read it carefully, you realize that suffering he talks about is often suffering for Christ.
为教会受苦。
Suffering for the church.
但是其实我们觉得我们受苦呢，很多跟这些都不是很有关系。
But oftentimes when we suffer, we feel like it is not relating to these things.
所以在我的感觉里面哈，当彼得讲受苦呢，和我们讲受苦呢，那个差距是挺大的。
So in me, I feel like what Peter speaks of suffering and what we speak of suffering.
我想很多时候我们的那个艰难，我们难处，我们环境里面的困难是很个人的。
A lot of times the difficulties that we face are personal.
所以我想我们需要有对自己有一个认识。
So we need to have an understanding.
就是说我们不要觉得说我遇到一个难处，我天要塌下来了。
So when we face difficulties, we should not feel that the world is ending.
因为主让我们看见说我们跟主的那个。里面的受苦还差很远。
Because the suffering of the Lord is very different from what we are suffering.
还有一个就是，所以我想用难处这个词会比较的这个可能贴切一些。
So I want to use the word difficulty because this might relate more.
然后还有一个呢，难处呢，是不分你信主还是不信主，它都有的。
Regarding difficulties, it does not matter whether we believe the Lord or do not believe the Lord.
只要我们是活在地上，我们就有难处。
As long as we're living on this earth, we will have difficulties.
跟我们信主不信主没有关系。
Does that matter whether we believe the Lord or not?
所以在诗篇里面，摩西告诉我们说，人的一生是劳苦愁烦，转眼成空。
So in Psalms, Moses tells us that man's life is full of sorrow and vanity.
所以我想。如果有这一个，好像我们有一个里面有一个对这一个认识，我们就说，我们就不会把这个我们的指望啊，常常是放在地上。
So if we have this understanding, we would not often put our hope on the things of this world.
求主给我们看见说，难处是这个地上的，它是一个 norm.
So the difficulties that we face on this earth is a norm.
但是呢？难处对于我们信主的人确实有特别的意义。
But difficulties for those who believe is special.
还有一个就是难处，我待会儿会更多的交通到这个。
I will have more sharing later regarding this.
难处呢，它的目的，它不是目的，它是神的一个方法。
And difficulty is not a purpose by the Lord, but it is a method.
我想我们信主了，我们对难处要有一个新的眼光。
So as long as we believe the Lord, we need to have a different perspective on difficulties.
难处是因着神爱我们，他要在我们身上，他要祝福我们。
Because the Lord loves us, He wants to bless us.
而不是要害我们。
Not to harm us.
所以当有一个难处临到我们身上的时候，我们不要觉得说神你要害我。
So when a difficulty comes, we should not think that Lord, you want to harm me.
而是他要来建立我们。
But God wants to raise us up.
所以难处不过是方法，是过程。
Difficulty it is only a method, it is a way.
我想我常常觉得说，或者我们比较追求的人，我们会说啊，如果我能像那样就好了。
For those of us who pursue, we might say, if we could be like that, then it will be okay.
或者我能够，好像我身上有神的祝福啊，就很羡慕。
If I have the blessing of the Lord, I would envy that.
但是我们常常是羡慕那个最后的结果。
But we all often envy the end.
但是神给我们看到，我们必须要经过难处，我们才能达到那个。
But God lets us see that we have to go through suffering in order to get to the end.
好，然后我想在彼得前书他第四章第十九节有一句话，我想稍微讲一讲。
I want to share on 1 Peter chapter 4 verse 19.
就是从神的心意和眼光里面，我们来看这个难处这件事哈。这十九节他说，那照神旨意受苦的人。
Verse 19 says that those who suffer according to the will of God.
所以这句话有两个意思。
There are two meanings to this phrase.
一个意思是给我们看见难处是出于神的旨意。
One is that difficulties come from the will of God.
我们需要神给我们看到说，我们所有的环境都是神所安排的。
We need to see that all circumstances are arranged by God.
没有一个难处是不经过神的手就临到我们身上。
There is no difficulty that has not been approved by the Lord.
十三节里面他说
，Verse 13 says,
因为你们是与基督一同受苦。
Because you partake of Christ's suffering.
所以神喜悦把我们摆在他的旨意里面，是喜悦我们与基督一同受苦。
So according to the will of God, He wishes us to suffer with Christ.
所以这是神的旨意。
This is the will of God.
第二个
，Second，
难处将我们引到神的旨意。
Difficulties lead us to God's will.
所以我们刚才读到希伯来书里面，他说神连我们的主，他虽然是儿子。
So in Hebrews we read just now that even though Christ is the Son of God,
他仍然是因着他所受的苦难学了顺从。
Through difficulties he learned obedience.
所以如果说我们想要渴慕行在神的旨意里面，神只有一个方法。
So if we desire to live under his will, there's only one way.
就是借着苦难，借着难处，让我们学到顺从。
And it's through difficulties and suffering that we would learn obedience.
因为连主他自己都做了这样一个榜样。
Even the Lord himself, he had to go through this.
我们只有经过一些的难处，我们只有经过一些的困难，我们才能慢慢学到什么叫顺从。
Only through difficulties we may learn what it means to submit.
只有当我们真的慢慢学到顺从了以后，神的旨意在我们身上才有路。
If we learn submission, then God's will can have a way in us.
所以我们可以看见说，难处不是危机，是转机。
So we can see that difficulties is not
it's not a crisis.
It is an opportunity.
It's a turning point.
Turning point.
Yeah. 是神把这个转机给我们。
God gives us this turning point.
让我们能够学习在它里面能够成长，这是一个机会。
So that we can learn to grow in Him. This is an opportunity.
所以上个礼拜我们的弟兄他跟我们讲到说，我们需要预备好等候主。
Last week our brother shared with us that we need to be prepared.
所以我们要抓住机会。
We need to grab hold of every opportunity.
那我想彼得这里给我们看见那个机会是什么
？Peter tells us what is this opportunity.
当然不是唯一这个哈，但是彼得给我们看到很多的机会是在难处当中。
This is not the only opportunity, but many come through suffering.
神要借着这一个机会。让我们能够预备好。
God wants us to use this opportunity to be prepared.
让我们里面能够有油。
So that we may have oil within.
后面我想讲怎么样面对这个难处呢
？So I now want to share how do we face this difficulty.
所以还是十九节里面他后面一句。
In the second half of verse 19.
他说：“将自己灵魂交于那信实的造化之主。”
Commit their souls to Him and.
Entrust their souls.
Commit their souls to Him, the faithful Creator.
说，第一个，我们要在难处，我们怎么样来面对神给我们安排的这个环境？
So、
第一个
，First, how do we face difficulties that God has given us?
就是要把我们交在主的手中。
We need to give ourselves to the Lord.
换一句话说，就是要把我们奉献给主。
In other words, we need to consecrate ourselves.
交在他手中是活祭。
We give ourselves to him as living sacrifice.
让他来掌管我们这一生。
So that he may be in control.
那这里他讲到，他说，我是交于那一位信实的造化之主。
Here he says that we give our souls to the faithful creator.
所以这里有一个点讲到是信实的主。
Here he speaks of him as faithful.
所以我们其实我想这个奉献这个事情我们就常常交通。
Regarding consecration, we often speak of this.
然后感觉就是好像大家的感觉里面，不是那么容易。
Perhaps many feel that this is not easy.
我想这个讲出为什么我们好像没有那么容易将自己完全的交给主。
So here it explains why it is difficult.
是因着我们可能对我们主的信实和慈爱，不够有那个认识。
Perhaps it is because we do not fully understand his faithfulness and his loving kindness.
所以我想就是说，我想退下来一步讲哈。
So if we go back one step,
我们需要在我们的生活当中，能够慢慢让求主给我们看到他是信实的。
In our daily lives, we need to ask the Lord to show us that he is faithful.
那具体一点就是说，什么叫信实？就是说，当我愿意把一件事情带到主面前的时候。
More concretely, what is faithful when I'm willing to bring a matter before the Lord?
我愿意学习在那边信靠他。
I'm willing to learn to trust in him.
跟主说。
Tell me, Lord.
主，你既然救我，我相信，我也看到你是神。
Since you saved me, I'm willing and I see that you are God.
我也看到你爱我。
I see that you love me.
但这件事情，我好像有点无能为力。
But on this matter, I am powerless.
我把这件事交给你。
I will give this matter to you.
你来带领我。
Guide me.
所以愿意说我们能够在我们的生活当中慢慢主给我们看到他是信实的。
So in our daily lives, may our Lord show us that he is faithful.
让我们像大卫他能够说耶和华是我的牧者。我必不致缺乏。
Like David, we could say that he is my shepherd, I shall not be in want.
直到我们能够真的说，主，我今天相信，只要是关乎我的事，你必定要负责到底。
Until we can say that, Lord, no matter what, you will take care of.
Anything concerning me,
you will take care of.
然后我们再来看第二个，怎么样面对这个难处哈。
Let us see the second point on how to face difficulties.
就是这个我们这个来看这个第五章的第六节里面。
We'll look at chapter 5 verse 6.
他说，所以你们要自卑，伏在神大能的手下，到的时候他必叫你们升高。
Therefore humble yourselves under the mighty hand of God that he may exalt you in due time.
所以我们神给我们一条路。
God gives us a way.
就是我们上周 Andrew 他也有提到。
Last week, brother Andrew already shared.
就是服在神大能的手下。
It is to submit under the mighty hand of God.
换一个角度讲，就是说从神的手中接受一切的环境。
In other words, accept all circumstances from the Lord.
这个圣彼得告诉我们，他说这个就是谦卑。
Peter tells us that this is humility.
谦卑不是外表的。
To humble ourselves, it is not outwardly.
不是好像外面我表现有多谦虚。
It is not outwardly how I act humble.
神在找的一个谦卑的人，是能够服在他的手下的人。
God is looking for someone who is humble, who is willing to submit under his mighty hand.
是愿意服神所安排的人。
To submit those that God has put in control.
从神所安排的事。
Those matters that God has put in place,
神所安排的环境
and those circumstances that God has approved.
所以其实我们讲到舍己哈
when we talk of denying ourselves.
所以我想，其实神给我们一个路，就是说舍己，其实就是说就是服。
God gives us a way. It is to submit.
就是我愿意摆下我自己。
That I'm willing to lay down myself.
其实服这个字里面哈，那个能力是很大的。
This word submit, there's great power behind it.
虽然我们说，哎呀，好像是这么就是服。有时候我们想起来服哦，我服你啊，你就逼我，你要逼迫我什么事，就这种感觉有没有
？Sometimes we feel like if we're willing to submit to someone else, then that person will persecute us.
但是好像就不是很好了，那感觉好像不是很好。
It doesn't feel like a good feeling.
但是这恰恰是神要借着服这件事，他要把他的能力，他要把他的恩典做在我们里面。
But God wants to use this opportunity to do His will in us.
这个我想刚才季峰他也交通到，他说关乎神属灵的事没有一件是人能够做到的。
Our brother John has already just shared according to what God wants there's nothing that we can do.
我想神要跟我们看见说圣经里面所有的要求如果不是靠着他生命的能力出来的我们都是做不到的。
Every requirement in the Bible if it is not coming from God's life we cannot do.
但是如果我们愿意学习服这件事情，
But if we're willing to learn to submit,
他能够让我们做到我们做不到的。
Then he can let us do what we cannot.
他能让我们行我们行不出的。
He can let us walk what we cannot walk.
所以关于服，我想具体展开，我讲三点。
So regarding submission, I want to make it more concrete and share three points.
请我们把圣经翻到罗马书。
Let us turn to the book of Romans.
罗马书第三章第四节。
Romans chapter 3 verse 4.
罗马书第三章第四节，我们就读中间那一句哈，中间那一句。
Romans 3 chapter 4 we'll only read the middle phrase.
他说不如说神是真实的，人都是虚谎的。
Indeed, let God be true, but every man a liar.
所以服的第一个我想讲的是。
The first thing I want to share regarding submission.
就刚刚季峰也有提到一点。
Our brother John already shared.
就是放下我们的分析，放下我们的逻辑。放下我们自己的意见。
It is to lay down our own reasoning, our own logic, and our own opinion.
刚刚我们弟兄告诉我们说，只要不是在神的话里面的，就是错的，就是谎言，就是虚假。
Anything that is not in the Lord's word, it is false, it is lying, it is not true.
我们看见在罗马书当中啊，我最近读这个罗马书，我发现这个保罗啊，他这个。有些话其实很多是很 against 我们逻辑的，你知道。
Recently, I've been reading the book of Romans, and I realized that Paul has a lot of words that are against our logic.
他说神是真实的，人都是虚谎的。
He says God is true and all men are false.
我们认同吗
？Do we agree with this?
我有些人说，那我考试我考数学我考满分啊，我都对啊。
And some people say I take a math test and I get full marks.I'm all right.
我都是对的。
I'm correct.
我哪里虚谎了
？Why am I a liar?
这个就是说，因为他说 God be true and I a liar， 对吧
？Because he says God be true and every man a liar.
但是你发现神在这里有一个定罪。
But here God has a condemnation.
也就是他把一个真相给我们看见说，说在我们里面都是虚假的。
But he lets us see that within us we are false.
只有在神那边是真的。
Only.For the Lord, it is true.
是真实的。
It is true.
所以你就看见说，今天我们这个己啊，一个非常重要的一个代表就是我们的意见。
For us today, for a representation of self, it is our opinion.
我们所有的难处都在于我们的意见。
All of our difficulties come from our own opinion.
都在于我们的思想，我们怎么想。
It depends on our mind and how we think.
神的旨意之所以不能在我们身上成就。是因为我们有太多虚假的、错误的东西在我们里面。
God's will cannot be accomplished in our lives because we have a lot of false thinking.
所以神要在我们的这个意见的这件事情上，他要对付我们。
So regarding our opinions, God needs to do something.
我们来看那个马太福音。
Let us turn to the book of Matthew.
马太福音十一章。
Matthew chapter 11.
马太福音十一章第二到第六节。
Matthew chapter 11 verse 2 to verse 6.
我们一起读。
We'll read it together.
他说，我们一起读哈，翻到。约翰在 监里听见基督所做的事，就打发两个门徒去，问他说，那将要来的是你吗？还是我们等候别人呢？耶稣回答说，你们去把所听见所看见的事告诉约翰，就是瞎子看见，瘸子行走，长大麻风的洁净，聋子听见，死人复活，穷人有福音传给他们，凡不因我跌倒的就有福了。我们知道施洗约翰，他曾经他在约翰这个约翰福音里面，他在被下到监牢里面之前，他有说过一句话。
We know that John the Baptist recorded in the Gospel of John, he said something before he was in prison.
他说，我必衰微，他必兴旺。
He said, I must decrease and he increase.
再反一下，他必兴旺，我必衰微。
He must
increase,
I must decrease.
所以你发现，当他说完这句话以后，约翰福音很有意思，他里面讲，他说，当在约翰被下到监里之前。他说的这些话，然后这里约翰被下在监里了。
So in the Gospel of John, it records that before he was in prison, he said these things. Here, he has already been in prison.
我们知道施洗约翰他是为我们的主做见证的。
John the Baptist is a for he is a testimony.
He testified for,
for our Lord.
他是为我们主受浸的那一个。
He is the one who baptized our Lord.
他说：“看哪、啊，神的羔羊。”除去世人罪孽的。
He said, "Behold the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world."
所以他能够，他认出了主。
He sees the Lord.
他知道主耶稣就是基督。
He knows that the Lord is the Christ.
但是你发现，当他被下在监里以后，他竟然怀疑说，你是那一位要来的吗？
But after he was in prison, he even doubts and said, "Are you the one who is to come?"
我们知道，在他心里面好像有发生一些的变化。
In his heart, perhaps something has changed.
在他的脑子里面，他有一个怀疑产生。
In his mind, there is doubt.
我们跟他也是一样的。
We are often like him.
当我们的环境不顺利的时候。
When difficult, when our circumstances are not smooth.
当我们好像觉得说，主，你这样待我是不公平的。
When we think the Lord is leading us in an unfair way.
主，你为什么救这些人，不救我呢？
How, why, Lord, you save these people and not me?
你知道我们的分析，我们的逻辑就进去了。
Our logic and our thinking enters in.
我们的这个常识就进去了。Common sense.
Our common sense enters in.
我们说这不公平啊。
We said this is unfair.
神，你肯定不爱我。
You do not love me, God.
你爱那个人更多一些。
You love that person more.
这个成为我们的，你知道我们对神的爱的一个认识的一个非常大的拦阻。
This becomes a hindrance for us to know God's love.
所以就像这里讲的第六节，他说，凡不因我跌倒的就有福了。
So here in verse 6, it says, And blessed is he who is not offended because of me.
我们因着我们常常被我们的主 offend, 就是我们因着我们常常因着我们的主跌倒。
We are often offended for the, because of the, our Lord.
他有一个环境在我们身上，我们但是我们心里面不服。
Sometimes he gives us a circumstance and we are not willing to submit in our heart.
为什么不服呢？
Why are we not willing to submit?
因为我们的理性过不了。
Because our logic cannot allow it.
或者我们有时候我们说我要服啊。
Sometimes we say we want to submit.
好，我也用我的分析。
I use my rationality.
我用我听来的道理。
I use the doctrine that I have heard.
我想要试图好像我可以把这件事过了。
I want to be able to surpass this matter.
但是如果我们越用我们自己的头脑。
But if we use our mind.
我们就越不能服下来。
Then we cannot submit.
今天神要在我们身上做一件事是。主，我终于说主，我不再挣扎了。
The Lord wants to do in our hearts today that we will say we no longer
struggle. 虽然在我所有的理性里面，我觉得我不能明白为什么这件事临到我。
Even though in my rationality I realize I cannot understand.
但是我愿意放下来。
But I'm willing to let that go.
我愿意放下我自己所有的想法。
I can lay down all my thoughts.
我有一次这个，就是因为大家如果知道的话，我就是。最近都挺空嘛，就现在最近不空了，就是前几个月比较空。
One time, you know I have been quite free recently.
所以我就有一天下午我就去打球这样。
So one afternoon I went to play basketball.
对，这个就去那个公园里面，然后我就开车开到那个公园的时候，我就突然就一个意念从我脑子里面进来。
I drove to the park to play basketball, and suddenly there's one thought that came into my head.
我心就跳得很快啊，你知道。
that my heart started beating.
我说我就这件事特别特别，就是 somebody said something， 就是有一句话，就可能那个人根本没意识到，但是这句话就把我的心就抓住了。
So someone said something that person might not even know, but that captured my attention.
然后非常非常的搅扰我。
That disturbed me very much.
我就试图想用我的就是我的 reasoning 啊，我想把它这个压下去。
I wanted to use my reasoning to suppress this feeling.
我越想这样子，我就发现我里面心跳得越来越快。
The more I tried, my heart beat even faster.
然后我就去打球了嘛，对不对？
So then I went to play.
然后跳得更加快了，就这样。
And then my heart beat even faster.
然后突然就有一个人过来，他说：“哎，我跟你 one on one 这样子。”
And someone came and said, "Let me play one on one."
我打完了我就输了，然后打得我累死了，是不是？
And then I lost, and I was very sad.
然后里面就是一直在想这件事情。
And I continued to think about this matter.
啊，然后我就说我不行了，我这个。打了一会儿就累得不行了。
And I said, I give up, I'm so tired.
然后我就坐到那个篮球框下面，我就坐下了。
So I sit under the basketball hoop.
突然有一句话进到我里面。
Suddenly a word came to me.
是诗篇三十九章九节，我们不需要翻。
It is Psalm 39, verse 9.
我跟你们读一下。
You do not need to turn to it, I'll read it.
他说，因我所遭遇的是出于你，我就默然不语。
I was mute, I did not open my mouth because it was you who did it.
I was mute. Wow, very good translation. I didn't even know that. 他说我 mute, 他说我好像我嘴巴哑了，你知道。
It says I was mute. It's as if I cannot speak.
在我的里面感觉神说 shut up.
I feel like God told me to shut up.
你闭嘴吧。
To shut up.
不要想了。
Do not think about this anymore.
把你的想法放下吧。
Put down your thoughts.
我一下里面就安静了。
Then suddenly I had peace within. I quieted myself.
所以你知道，神在我们魂里面有一个拯救，就是说要把我们这个人带到一个安静的里面。
So God has a purpose in His salvation to bring our soul to quietness.
他要我们里面能够不出声。
He wants us to be able to be quiet.
尤其是在一个环境的面前。
Especially before a circumstance.
就好像主的生命一样。
Just like the Lord's life.
是把自己默默无声的交在主的手中。
That we can be quiet without a word and give ourselves to the Lord.
把我们的意见、想法放下。
To lay down our thoughts and our own opinions.
所以你看到这个彼得前书里面，他后我们刚才读这个啊。这个五章它这个第六第七节中间这个我说是一句话哈。
In 1 Peter chapter 5 verse 6 and 7 this is one sentence.
所以他的意思就是说当我们愿意这样伏在神面前的时候就好像我们有一个 burden 就出去了。
So it is as if when we are willing to submit then a burden has been released.
就是把我们的忧虑卸给神就是这样发就是说是同其实是两一件事两面。
So that we can cast our cares upon him. This is two things of the same matter.
并且我们知道他是顾念我们的。
And we know that he cares for us.
第二个关于服的。
Second point regarding submission.
第二关于服就是服下来就是看到我们自己的本相，我们要站对我们自己的地位。
That we, when we submit, we need to see our true self and we need to know our position.
我们要知道为什么有时候一个难处临到我们。很多时候是神的一个管教临到我们。
We need to know why often difficulties come. Perhaps this is God's discipline that comes.
当那个管教临到我们的时候，神要把我们这个人打回原形。
When a discipline comes from the Lord, God wants to restore us.
打回原形就是说
return us to our
strike down to our who we are. I don't know. 就是
return us to our true
self.
Self.
就是说。就是我们很多时候我们就是基督徒的生活啊，过着，还觉得自己还不错，你知道。
So, a lot of times in our Christian life, after a while, we feel like we are doing quite well.
这个我读经也读了。
I have read the Bible.
我还背圣经了。
I even memorized scripture.
我还明白神的许多的话。
I understand many words.
对吧？我还服侍主啊。
I serve the Lord.
我还热心啊。
I'm zealous.
我做了很多啊。
I have done a lot.
我很好啊。
I'm a very good person.
是吧？有时候我不是在说我自己的。然后就是你会发现，哎，神也给你一些祝福。
And God has given you blessing.
但是当你里面，但是我们发现我们对自己是不够认识的。
But we do not know ourselves very well.
神要用一个难处，用一个管教，把我们打到说看到我们，我们自己到底是谁。
So God wants to use difficulties to and His discipline to let us see who we are.
使我们好像已经好像慢慢我这个地位已经站错了，你知道。
We have already started climbing.
我们在神的面前好像已经不是在下面了。
It is as if we are no longer in a low place.
神要把我们打到下面。
God wants to return us to the low.
所以很多时候有些管教，有些事情临到，感觉很糟糕，你知道。
A lot of times when discipline comes, it feels very difficult.
但是我刚才跟大家讲说，这是一个转机。
But I have already shared with you that this is a turning point.
神要借着这一个事情，把我们再一次带到神的面前。
God wants to use this opportunity to once again bring us to His presence.
当我们愿意再回到主面前的时候，你会发现神要把一个更深对他的认识，更大的一个能力，更大的一个更深的一个得胜加在我们身上。
When we're willing to do this, then God will give us an even greater power and greater victory.
好，让我们继续在他的路上走。
So that we may continue to walk upon His way.
我们来读一下士师记，我们来看一下士师记里面，我就讲一个，就是讲一下参孙的故事。
Let us turn to the book of Judges. I want to mention something from the life of Samson.
好，我们翻到十六章。
Judges chapter 16.
十六章这个啊，这个我稍微讲一下参孙啊，如果大家对参孙不是很熟悉啊。
I'll briefly mention about Samson in case you're not familiar with Samson.
参孙身上有几个特点。
There are some specific points on Samson's life.
首先，他是在母腹中就被神分别出来做拿细尔人。
When he was in his mother's womb, he was already separated as a Nazirite.
做拿细尔人的意思就是说，他在母腹中就是分别为圣，归给主的。
To be a Nazirite means that when he was already in his mother's womb, he has been separated for the Lord.
第二个，因着主他说你不能这个剃你的头发，就是说这个要成为你力量的来源。
Second is that a razor cannot touch his head. This is the source of his strength.
所以他力量非常非常大。
So his strength is very great.
所以从这里我们可以看见说神的力量在他身上。
So we see that God's power is on him.
第三个。他心中痛恨非利士人。
The third point is that he hates the Philistines.
因为当时非利士人是辖制以色列人的。
The Philistines during that time had control over.
当然我们如果读他的故事，他没有讲到一个恨，没有说他恨哈。
If we read the story, it doesn't say that he hates.
但是我们可以看到他对非利士人是非常非常，就是说仇，他是里面有一个，就是说一定要把你们消灭的。
But he has a feeling from within that he needs to.Extinguish the Philistines.
也就是说，他里面恨主所恨的。
So he hates what God hates.
非利士人是代表一切反对神、罪人的那个世界那个势力。
Philistines represent all that opposes God.
所以你会发现，神是喜悦他这个在主面前这一个心智。
Therefore, you will find that the Lord takes pleasure in
desire before I don't know
his desire.
Yeah. 第四个就是他杀非利士人，都是杀成百上千的人，他从来没有失败过。
The fourth point is that he has killed a lot of Philistines and he has never failed.
也就是说没有人能够把他抓住的。
No one can capture him.
最后一个，他身上很大一个特点就是他这个就是说他看到一个女的他喜欢，他就跟他亲近，就这样。
The fifth point is that when he sees a woman he likes, then he draws near to her.
成为他最大的一个软弱。
And this is his greatest weakness.
好，我们现在，所以你知道他有一就到最后这个就是说最后一件事情哈，就是说他这个啊，我们看一下他，他在那个第十六章第四节里面，他说他来到索列谷里面喜爱一个妇人，名叫大利拉。
In chapter 16, verse 4, it says that he came to the valley of Sorek and he liked Delilah.
所以他就跟他亲近了。
And he draws near to Delilah.
然后非利士人就想要用这个大利拉去试探他，说引诱他说，哎，为什么你这么有力量？
The Philistines wanted to use Delilah to know what the source of the power.
你如果能够帮我们套出来的话，啊，我们给你多少钱这样子。
If you can figure out that source, we will give you a lot of money.
所以他试了他几次。
So she tried many times.
这里是两次，就是说都没有成功。
She tried twice and she did not succeed.
但到第三次的时候，参孙他受不了，他说，就是说他这个怎么说的？十五节他说，大利拉对参孙说，他说你既然不可我同心，怎么说你爱我呢？
And the third time, Delilah finally said, if you keep telling lies, how do you say you love me?
所以他把这个秘密告诉了他。
So Samson told her the secret.
所以等到他睡觉的时候，腓力斯人进来把他的头发剪掉。
When he was sleeping, Philistines came in to cut off his hair.
这个啊，这个参孙他怎么说他这个力量呢？哈，我们看一下在第十七节里那么久，他说这个我们读后面哈，他说若剃了我的头发，我的力气就离开我，我变软弱，像别人一样。
Samson says in verse 17, if I am shaven, then my strength will leave me, and I shall become weak and be like any other man.
所以这个叫被打回原形，你知道？
So this is to return to his former self.
当他的心离开主。
When his heart has departed.
当他把这件事情泄露出去。
When he has exposed the secret.
所以当他第二天早上起来，他觉得他还有力气，我可以走，结果一下子被腓力斯人制服。
So the second morning when he woke up, he thought he still had strength, but he does not anymore.
他被打回原形。
He was returned to his former self.
他才知道说，原来我的力量根本不是我的。
Then he knows that his strength is not his.
我不过就是一个一普普通通的人。
I'm just like any other man.
我就是个罪人。
I'm a sinner.
所以直到最后，我们就不读这里，我时间来不及。但是最后他们把他们在那边什么，腓力斯人在那边祭供他们的神。
At the very end, we will not read it because of time, but the Philistines were having a festival
for their
god. 他们
把参孙带出来，在那边戏耍他。
They brought out Samson as a joker.
他们剐了他的眼睛。
They took out his eyes.
他在戏耍他。
They were playing with him.
所以你看到他被带到一个极其软弱、极其羞辱、极其没有盼望的一个情况里面。
He was brought to such a low point with no hope.
他甚至他说，他跟他旁边那个扶着他的小孩，他说。你给我一点，你帮助我，能够我扶得住子。
He even says to the kid next to him, "Help me find the pillar so I can touch the pillar."
神要把我们带到，当然没有这么极端哈，但是神的管教常常是把我们带到这样的一个情况里面。
God's discipline will often bring us to a point like this, perhaps not as extreme.
所以到最后，当他真的从心中向主回转，向主呼求的时候。
At the very end, when he finally turns his heart to the Lord and cries out
to the Lord, 站在一个非常低的位置,
when he is standing from a very low place,
他说, 主, 你再给我一次力量, 好让我报他们刮我眼睛的仇。
He says, Lord, give me one last strength so that I can have vengeance on them.
所以他把两个柱子抱在一起, 整个楼当时有几千的人在那里在看, 整个倒下来。把腓力斯人，他这里最后圣经讲呢，他说这一次参孙他死时所杀的人比活着所杀的还多。
And then he pushed the pillars and the whole temple fell and he killed more people than he ever killed.
他自己也跟他们死了。
He also was killed.
所以你们，我们可以从这里看到说，当他这样转向主的时候，主给他一个更大的得胜，进入一个更大的荣耀，好像在一个极其没有荣耀的、极其羞辱的一个情况里面，他要把他带入一个更深的得胜里面。
We can see that when he turned his heart to the Lord, God gave him an even greater victory, one that is greater than what he had before.
这要成为我们身上的经历。
This will become experience in us as well.
愿我们在主的手中，我们被管教、被对付，我们再次回转到他面前的时候，我们有一个对我们自己更新的认识。
When we are disciplined by the Lord and when we face difficulties, when we're willing to turn ourselves to Him, may we have a greater understanding of ourselves.
对他更新的认识。
That we may have a greater understanding of Him.
对他恩典更新鲜的经历。
More an experience of His grace.
我们的里面慢慢被主就扩充。
Then we will be enlarged by the Lord.
啊，最后就是最后一点，我就点一下就结束了哈。
This is the last point I'll just briefly mention.
当我们愿意这样伏在他面前，他要把我们升高。
When we are willing to submit ourselves before Him, then He will raise us up.
简单讲就是说，他要用那个恩典托住我们，使环境不能影响我们。
To put simply, He will use His grace to sustain us so that circumstances will not affect us.
并且他要给我们一个新的眼光，能够看到从他的那个角度来看每一件事情。
And He will give us a new perspective that we can see things from His point of view.
我就交通道。
I will share until here. We have a concluding prayer. Lord, may we often be able to submit before you.
给我们这个眼光，看见是你在掌管一切。
give us a view that we may see that you are in control.
主啊，好像你在我们身上，主啊，有路可以走。
So that you may have a way in us.
谢谢你。
Thank you.
祷告是奉主耶稣基督的。
We pray this in Jesus Christ's name.
Amen.
We'll conclude our meeting here.
一定要记载。